J Country 101 is WPGW-FM Portland.
The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Welcome to Minster High School. Hi, everybody. Rob Weaver here. It's time for Minster and Fort Recovery in high school girls basketball. They turned all the lights out to introduce the starting lineups for the Minster Lady Wildcats. In the reserve game, unfortunately for Fort Recovery, it was all Minster, as Minster won the game by a score of 40-15. And we'll give you a rundown of all the scoring at basically at halftime. But Fort Recovery was led by Bridget Holman, who had 8 points in the game, and she was the only major scorer for the Indians. For Minster, they were led by Jenna Belcher, who had 13 points in the contest, including 3 3-point baskets. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from Dr. Kim Bormore at the Bormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Bormore would love to be your family's dentist. Dr. Bormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Good luck, Lady Indians, in tonight's basketball game with Minster from, again, Dr. Kim Bormore at Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland. Now, big news out of the MAC conference today. They announced a new commissioner as Rob Himmelgarn was named as the new commissioner of the Midwest Athletic Conference. He is the softball coach here at Minster. He grew up in St. Henry, graduate of St. Henry, I think, in 1994, and is now the new commissioner of the Midwest Athletic Conference. He'll take over his duties, I believe, somewhere around July the 1st of this summer. Again, Rob Himmelgarn, named as the new commissioner of the MAC Conference. And here's the tap. It goes to Minster to start the ball game, and we're underway here underneath. Shots up and good. Lily Barhorse scoring for the Minster Lady Wildcats to make it 2-0. Fort Recovery with the basketball. McKenna Hillscamp goes over to Callie Wendell. Wendell cross-court pass on the right to Carly Niekamp. Dribbles to the lane. Back outside. Shots fired up. No good by Sage Luthold. Rebound comes down to Minster. And we have a jump ball called, I believe. Held ball. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. First quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy, your friendly Health Mart pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Burn, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. That's Calp Pharmacy. Sage Luthold goes right side to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna looks at the basket, now decides to dribble. Passes back out to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp goes to the right, now feeds off here to Mollenkamp. And it goes out of bounds, and who's going to get it? Fort Recovery will get the basketballs. That went off of Cameron Mollenkamp. Cameron also played a lot of the junior varsity game tonight, like she has been doing. She was in double figures last win over Salina on Monday of this week. McKenna Hillscamp has the basketball, stopping, in trouble, and threw it away. Goes out of bounds. It'll be given to the Minster Lady Wildcats, who lead here in the game by a score of 2-0. With the basketball out front is Sadie Niemeyer. Over on the right it goes to Anna Larger. Back out top on the left wing. Now down low underneath. Lily Barhorse gets another basket underneath. That's two layups for her. And Fort Recovery will bring it up. McKenna Hillscamp, open three. Yeah, oh, no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp, no good. Rebound comes down to Minster, to Kayla Lamb. They had senior night tonight, recognizing their seniors. They had quite a few seniors on this team. Guess there were four altogether as far as players go. Lydia Mesher, Lily Barhorst, Anna Larger, and Kayla Lamb, all seniors on this team. Mister with the ball. They lead 4-0 in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Fort Recovery trapping on defense. Minster able to, traveling is called. They were not able to get out of it as Anna Larger was called for traveling with the basketball. Carly Niekamp tossing it in. Down comes Callie Wendell, and there's going to be traveling call on Callie Wendell. And she was trapped right at the timeline and apparently lost her footing. It'll be out of bounds to the Minster Lady Wildcats. Rob Weaver here. Neil Spencer is your engineer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Eric Catterly for our radio station, WPGW-FM. Minster and Fort Recovery in a MAC conference game here tonight. Minster leading 4-0. Right side it goes. Indians playing a zone defense underneath to Barhorst again, and she scores again from the same spot. She's had three layups here, and the only scoring for Minster, 6-0. Lady Wildcats in the lead. And Fort Recovery just threw the ball away, but they're going to call a foul on Kayla Lamb. They say she shoved Carly Lee Niekamp in the back as Carly went up for the basketball. So it'll be out of bounds to the Lady Indians here. We're at Minster, Ohio tonight, home of the Minster Lady Wildcats. Inbounds pass comes to Callie Wendell. Wendell at the center circle. Bounce pass on the left to McKenna Hillscamp. Right side, there's Cameron Mullenkamp, and a foul is called on Fort Recovery. It's on Sage Luthold got called for the foul. I did not see that, but I can't argue one way or the other. I didn't really see the foul occur. Left side it goes to Minster, to Anna Larger. Back out top it goes to Sadie Niemeyer. Minster's, by the way, is 14-5 on the year. Fort Recovery coming in at 7-12. Left side back out top. I think Minster's tied for third, maybe in the MAC conference. Up and no good. Rebound comes down. Back outside. Here's a three-pointer good. Lydia Mesher connects on a three and should be 9-0. Say that was only a two? Okay. Shot's no good by Fort Recovery's McKenna Hillscamp. Down comes Minster. A foul's on Carly Niekamp. And so that's going to send Minster to the line. It'll be Anna Larger stepping up there to the free throw line for the Lady Wildcats. Bounces the basketball. Lets it fly. It's no good. She will have one more. Addie Enskeep comes in for Minster. Timeout, Fort Recovery. 4:16 to go here in the first quarter of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. And the score, Fort Recovery trailing 8-0 to start this basketball game. Not a good start. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, a great month to check the health of your heart. Cal Pharmacy can do a lipid panel blood test to measure the amounts of cholesterol and other fats in your blood. The test measures total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Appointments are recommended, so to schedule an appointment or ask questions, call Cal Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Fort Recovery trailing 8-0 here to start this basketball game with the Minster Lady Wildcats. Tomorrow night we'll be bringing you boys basketball on WPGW, Jay County at Heritage tomorrow evening on the AM side, and Blackford will be at Oak Hill on the FM side. Second free throw is good by Anna Larger. That makes it 9-0 now. Lady Indians trailing here in the early going with 4:16 to go in the quarter. Full court press by Minster. McKenna Hillscamp behind the back dribble. Comes up across the timeline very nicely. Lost the ball. Picked up by... Well, went off of Minster out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery underneath our own basket. There's a little wild and woolly action there for a while. Callie Wendell will toss it in. Goes to McKenna Hillscamp on the left. Back out top to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp stopping. Right side it goes. Cameron Mullenkamp outside to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp dribbling the basketball. Free throw line left to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna back out top. Callie Wendell between the circles. She dribbles to the free throw line. Feeds on the left to McKenna Hillscamp. Up and no good. Rebound comes to Minster. Grabbing the board was Addie Inskeep. Down come the Lady Wildcats. Going all the way down, losing her balance, but she was able to pass back outside. Here's a pass in the lane. Up and no good. Up and no good again. Rebound comes to McKenna Hillscamp. As Lydia Mesher missed a couple of shots there for the Lady Wildcats. Had in-close rebounds and couldn't get it to go down, thankfully. Well, that should have been a foul, but Cameron Mullenkamp. And they do finally call a foul on Sadie Niemeyer. I think that was the second one. So out of bounds will be Carly Niekamp tossing it in here. 3:08 to go in the first quarter. It's 9-0. Lady Indians desperately need a basket to get things going here. Get off that zero. Calp Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll be happy to deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist about signing up for their weekly prescription program. And Minster ends up with the ball, and it's up and good by Addie Inskeep. Addie Inskeep scoring her first basket tonight, and it's 11-0. Here's Callie Wendell. Yes, on a three. A little cheering for Fort Recovery there finally. Callie Wendell hits a three. Intercepted by Sage Luthold. Here's Callie Wendell. Wendell on the right side to Carly Niekamp. She comes racing down, pops the shot. Got it! Carly Niekamp scores. And the Lady Indians score five quick points here to make it 11-4. They apparently only ruled that a two-point shot a moment ago by Callie. So a two-point shot by Callie. 11-4. Shot from the left side is no good. Rebound comes down, back up. And got bodies all over the place. Think Fort Recovery is going to be called for a foul. Looks like Carly Niekamp gets called for a foul. Well, I'll tell you, you can't accuse Carly of backing off. She's out there hustling all the time. Unfortunately, that's two fouls on Carly. She's going to come out of the game. Sophie Guggenbilder will come in for Carly. Minster puts the ball in play. They get it in the lane. Shots up and no good. Rebound comes down to Cameron Mullenkamp, maybe. Going to be a jump ball. Going to be a jump ball there. Minster's Anna Larger had a shot inside and couldn't get it to go down. Mullenkamp got the rebound, but then she got tied up. Here's a shot inside. Good. Addie Inskeep with a kind of little short hook. And it's 13-4. Lady Indians down by 9. And there is a foul called on Fort Recovery. On Callie Wendell. Ouch. Offensive foul called on Callie Wendell. That's her first. It's now 13-4. Lady Indians down by 9 and Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Now the officials are going to talk about this. I think Coach Tyler Deitch was asking a question. And the officials are turning a deaf ear to him. Imagine that. So Minster brings it up. I'm not sure what point he was arguing, but he did not win the argument, as we say. double teamed over there, Minster, and it's stolen by McKenna Hillscamp. Down comes McKenna. Left to Callie Lindell, and it's stolen away by Minster. Now Fort Recovery steals it back. Sage Luthold puts it up, no good. Rebound Minster, and they threw it away. Out of bounds it goes. Trying to catch up with it was Lily Barhorse, but she couldn't get it done. And Fort Recovery gets the basketball. Again, Carly Niekamp on the bench with two fouls. So Sophie Guggenbiller in there as a substitute. Lady Indians are not real deep. With Kennedy Ballenkamp out with her shoulder injury. And we have the ball knocked out of bounds by Minster. Nice group of students over there in the Minster students section. I'd say there's, looks like there's approaching maybe 70 kids over there. Here's the inbounds pass to McKenna Hillscamp. She'll bring it down the middle. Feeds on the right. Set shot for Sage Luthold. Can't get it to go down. Rebound McKenna Hillscamp. Ball's loose again. And it goes off of Fort Recovery, says the official. So Minster will have the basketball back. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, they have it for you at the Cal Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. It reads 13-4, Indians down by 9. Right side to Anna Himmelgarn. Here's a shot from the left side, no good, by Anna Larger. Right side, up and good on a two-point shot for Anna Himmelgarn. Annie Himmelgarn. That makes it now 15-4. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Lady Indians need a basket. Underneath, Sage Luthold, and she is fouled. Out of bounds to the Lady Indians. Going to call it before the shot. Looked like a shooting foul to me, but oh well. Callie Wendell puts it in play. Sage Luthold out top. There's Cameron Mullenkamp. Right side it goes to Sophie Guggenbiller. Down to 7 seconds. McKenna Hillscamp, long three. Oh, no good. Rebound comes down to Minster. That's going to be the end of the quarter. We have finished one quarter of play. The Minster Lady Wildcats leading the Fort Recovery Lady Indians by a score of 15-4 after the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. We'll be back in just a moment.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Once again, thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your friendly Health Mart pharmacist. Don't forget, the Fort Recovery location is open extra hours during the week until 7 Monday through Thursday and until 6 on Friday nights. Cal Pharmacy. Moving on to quarter number 2, K&L Tractor Sales and Service is our scoreboard sponsor. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Lady Indians need some points, trailing 15-4 here. McKenna Hillscamp threw it away. Tried to pass to Callie Wendell behind the defense, and the pass was off the beam, and Minster ended up with the ball. Outside it is for Kayla Lamb over on the right wing. There's Lydia Mesher with it. She'll pass back out top to Sadie Niemeyer. Now on the left to Addie Inskeep. They're passing it around. Everybody's touching it. Inside, back outside. Sadie Niemeyer with it out between the circles. On the left it goes to Anna Larger. Larger will pass out top. Lydia Mesher. Lydia Mesher gives it over here to Sadie Niemeyer. Underneath it goes. Shots up, no good. And a foul's called on court recovery. As missing the basket there was Lydia Mesher. But she's fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll be at the line for two shots. Personal foul was called on Sophie Guggenbiller. Free throws up and no good. She will have one more. Up and good this time. So Lydia Mesher hits one of two free throws. Port Recovery comes down underneath the Sophie Guggenbiller, and they say that Lady Indians lost the ball out of bounds. Another Indian turnover. 16-4 score on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Port Recovery behind by 12 big ones here early on. Right side stutter dribble driving in and good. Larger with the basketball. Anna Larger gets her third point. And it's now 18-4. Minster keeps pouring it on here. Again, Minster 14-5 on the year. McKenna Hillskamp on the left. She'll take an extra step and gets called for traveling. Come on, gals. Get things going here. Let's get going here. Get off the snide. We scored 4 points in about 15 seconds, and that's all we've scored all night. There's a shot up and no good by Kayla Lamb, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call that on Sophie Guggenbiller. Going to have a timeout, Lady Indians. Fort Recovery down 18-4 now. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Since 1989, Case IH Maxim Series tractors have earned a reputation for longevity, reliability, and productivity. Find out how the latest generation of Maxim can raise your productivity at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery. Start with the Active Drive 8 dual-clutch transmission, delivering a wider range of working speeds without torque interruptions or manual gear changes. And with models ranging from 116 to 145 horsepower plus a two-wheel drive option, there's a Case IH Maxim Series tractor to meet your needs. To learn more, visit Hull Brothers in Port Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythms, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Kalp Pharmacy has a large selection of omega-3 fish oils to choose from, so visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Kayla Lamb at the free throw line. It's good. She will have one more. That is her first point of the evening. This one's up there, and it is no good. Rebound comes down to Port Recovery. Sage Luthold over to Callie Wendell. Down quickly to McKenna Hillskamp. Lost the ball. There's going to be a foul called on Minster. That's whistled on the Lady Wildcats, Sadie Niemeyer. So it'll be Fort Recovery's basketball out of bounds. Lady Indians down by 15 points here, 19-4 at the moment. Callie Wendell tossing it in to Carly Niekamp out near the timeline. Now gives off to Cameron Mullenkamp. And Cameron's going to be called for traveling with the basketball. That's one of those freshman mistakes. Cameron's only a freshman out there. And same thing for McKenna Hillskamp, who's only a freshman. So we're playing with two freshmen in the starting lineup, basically, here tonight. Minster with the basketball. Right side, down low to Larger. Back outside it goes. Pass inside, back outside to Mesher. Lydia Mesher with it. Now dribbles towards the right, back to the left. Passing off here to Kayla Lamb. Now passing to Lydia Mesher. On the left side it goes. Back out top. Right side to Larger, blocked. Nice block there by Callie Wendell. And Minster does end up with the basketball, though. They still have it, leading 19-4 with 5:20 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Larger with it, dribbles in, and she's going to be fouled by McKenna Hillskamp. Nope, by Callie Wendell. Number two on Callie Wendell, so we've got Callie with two and Carly Niekamp with two. .514 remaining here in the second quarter of play. And a tough night so far tonight for the Lady Indians, trailing by 15 points. Several substitutions coming in for Minster. Callie Smeezing is one of them who just came in. Also coming in was back in with Lily Barhorst, I believe. Webker coming in. That's Aubriana Webker coming in the lineup. And they threw it away. Minster throws it away. Fort Recovery will have the ball. Carly Niekamp will toss it in. 4:53 remaining here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Fort Recovery down by 15 points. Lady Indians having trouble getting it across the timeline. The foul's going to be called on Callie Smeezing. Bumping into Callie Wendell of Fort Recovery. McKenna Hillskamp will toss it back in. Ooh, she tossed it into Callie Wendell, and I didn't understand that call. Tossed it into Callie Wendell. Callie wasn't ready, and the ball bounced back. Anyway, Minster has the basketball. They lead 19-4. Out front, Lydia Mesher with it for the Wildcats. She will dribble the basketball. Stolen away by McKenna Hillskamp. Come on, McKenna, put it down. Up and, oh, it's blocked out of bounds. Nice block there by Lily Barhorst of Minster to save a basket. Fort Recovery will have the basketball underneath our own hoop here. 4:19 remaining in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service quarter. Into Carly Niekamp, dribbling, stopping, popping, missed the shot. Rebound knocked loose, but picked up by Lily Barhorst of Minster. Down they come. Right side. There's Callie Smeezing back outside. Three-point shot is in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's McKenna Hillskamp. Left to Callie Wendell. Wendell comes down, stops, feeding back outside to McKenna Hillskamp. McKenna dribbles in, fires it up, got it. McKenna Hillskamp with her first basket tonight. That makes it 19-6. 3:40 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Three-point shot is no good by Callie Smeezing. Rebound comes to Minster. Driving in, up, and no good. Rebound's out of bounds. Foul's going to be called, I think, on Callie Wendell. That's number three on her. She will come out of the game. Sophie Guggenbiller is going to report in here for Fort Recovery. Annie Himmelgarn at the line. First free throw is good. There's one more for Annie. Speaking of Himmelgarn, Rob Himmelgarn was named the new administrator of the Midwest Athletic Conference today. And the second free throw is no good. Carly Niekamp has it, coming down, puts a shot up, missed it. Rebound back up and good by Cameron Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp makes it 20-8 now. Long shot. Oh, three-pointer is good by Kayla Lamb. Beautiful three-point shot from the right side. It makes it 23-8 now. Inside Fort Recovery, up and good. Cameron Mollenkamp scores again for Fort Recovery. Back and forth we go here. 23-10 now. Lady Indians down by 13, 2:39 to go. If we could make some headway here in this second quarter. Get it under 10. There's a three-point shot off the mark. No good. Rebound, McKenna Hillscamp. She'll bring it down. Being guarded closely by Annie Himmelgarn, and the ball is knocked away but picked up by Cameron Mullenkamp. Right side to Sophie Guggenbiller, and there's an injured player. As that's not what we need. McKenna Hillscamp is injured. I did not see what happened. I was blocked out of view, and she is writhing in pain right now. This is not good. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops. Your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent, field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Six years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, McKenna Hillscamp suffering a knee injury to her right knee, and it does not look good, folks. I'm not going to make any judgments on this, but it's pretty serious. The Minster trainer and athletic director Josh Clooney out there. They helped McKenna up. She will struggle off the court, and she is not going to play anymore tonight. I hope she's back before the year's out, but I don't know. I've seen these things so many times. Right knee injury for McKenna Hillscamp. Let's hope and pray for that it's not real serious. So it'll be, not sure whose ball it is here when we resume action. McKenna's helped to the bench. What a promising young player for the Lady Indians. One of our key people and out for the night tonight, I'm sure. Maybe even more than that. Let's hope not. Anyway, we'll resume action. Fort Recovery with the ball. And there's a foul call on Minster as Cameron Mullenkamp is fouled. Going to be called on Annie Himmelgarn. Once again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales and Service. You'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. South edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, and there is the ball going out of bounds. Fort Recovery turns it over again. So Bridget Homan goes in the lineup to try to fill a hole here. Because we got Callie Wendell with three fouls. She can't play. Well, she could, but it would be kind of silly to risk her. Right side, Minster with the ball. They lead 23-10. Back outside on the left it goes. Pass underneath, up and good. Lily Barhorse, point number 8 for her, and it's 25-10. Lady Wildcats leading Fort Recovery. Ball is knocked away. Cameron Mullenkamp got it back. Passing on the left to Sophie Guggenbiller. Hugenbeller goes to the right side. There's a set shot. No good. Air ball by Bridget Homan. Rebound comes down to Minster. Three-point set shot is no good by Minster's Aubriana Webker. And Minster gets the rebound. Here's an outside shot. No good by Addie Inske. A battle for the rebound, and it's going to be a held ball. And it's going to Minster on the alternating possession. Once again, McKenna Hillscamp just suffering a pretty severe knee injury, it looks like. She is sitting down on the bench down there. Athletic trainer here at Minster talking to her. Minster with the basketball, leading 25-10, 56 seconds to go in the first half. Inside, there's a foul called on Sage Luthold. So it'll be at the line for Minster's Addie Inskeep. She will have two shots. Inskeep puts it up, and it is good. One more for Addie. 52 seconds remaining here in the first half. Minster leads 26-10 now. We were hoping to get it under 10 points by halftime. That's not going to happen. We ended up losing Callie Wendell on fouls, and we've lost McKenna Hillscamp on a knee injury for a team that's already shorthanded. Kennedy Mullenkamp on the bench with her shoulder injury. There's a shot up and no good by Carly Niekamp. Minster on the block. They get the rebound. Down they come. Up and good. Callie Smeezing getting a layup, making it 28-10. Down comes Fort Recovery with the ball. Carly Niekamp with it. She'll give it off to Bridget Homan. Right side. Sophie Guggenbiller to Cameron Mullenkamp. Back to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller driving in. Puts it up and good. Sophie Guggenbiller scoring. Makes it 28-12 now. Callie Smeezing with the ball. Three-point shot is no good at the buzzer by Lydia Mesher. That's the end of the first half of play. 28-12, Fort Recovery. Trails by 16. And again, McKenna Hillscamp. Right knee injury being helped to the locker room. Man, what a bad break. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our, again, second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. And they've got outstanding service for your farm equipment, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll be back with the halftime, unpleasant halftime stats right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford's BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers, or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobin with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Back here at the Minster High School, Minster leading Fort Recovery 28-12. Rough first half for us. Again, we lose McKenna Hillscamp for the game, maybe for the rest of the year. I don't know. I hope not. I hope and pray she's okay. But I've seen that happen, like I said before, many times. Torn ACL is what it looks like to me. But let's hope it's not the case. Let's hope we see her back in the lineup next week. Score at halftime, 28-12, Lady Indians down here. Let's give you the scoring for Fort Recovery. At the first quarter, first of all, it was Minster leading 15-4. And at halftime, it's 28-12. Fort Recovery led in scoring by Cameron Mullenkamp, who had 4 points on 2 two-point baskets. And everybody else had two. Carly Niekamp with a two-point basket. Sophie Guggenbiller with a two-point basket. Callie Wendell with a two-point basket. McKenna Hillscamp with a two-point basket. And nobody shot a free throw for Fort Recovery in the first half of play. Zero free throw attempts. For the Minster Lady Wildcats, they're led by Lily Barhorst with 8 points. She has 4 two-point baskets for her eight. That's followed up by Addie Inskeep with 5 points. She has 2 two-point baskets and 1 out of 2 at the line. Kayla Lamb has 4 points on a three-point basket and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Anna Larger has 3 points on a two-point basket and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Lydia Mesher has 3 points on a two-point basket and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Annie Himmelgarn has 3 points on a two-point basket, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And then Callie Smeezing has 2 points on a two-point basket. So, again, leading the way for the Lady Wildcats, Lily Barhorst with 8. Addie Inskeep has 5 points. Again, 4 for Kayla Lamb. And then we go down to 3 points for Anna Larger, 3 points for Lydia Mesher, 3 points for Annie Himmelgarn, and 2 points for Callie Smeezing. Lady Wildcats putting it to us here at halftime. It's Minster 28, Fort Recovery 12. We'll give you the wrap-up of the junior varsity game tonight right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're introducing the new Kinsey 5000 Series electric drive row unit. Purposefully designed for planting at any speed up to 12 miles per hour, it is sleek, styled, and equipped with features optimized for electric drive meters and the demands of high-speed planting. And all operations, from meters to closing wheel, trash control to down pressure, are controlled with industry-leading Kinsey Blues Vantage display. To learn more about the 5000 Series electric drive unit, contact K&L Recovery.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperatures because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand what your needs are and answer any questions you have. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy, taking the time to listen and care.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports is not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Minster High School, it's just about ready to go for the second half. In the B game tonight, it was all Minster there also. Minster crushed Fort Recovery 40-15 in the junior varsity game, leading 14-7 at the first quarter, 25-13 at halftime. We only scored 2 points in the second half, as it was 34-13 after three, and a final again was 40-15, getting 2 points in that fourth quarter of play. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Bridget Homan with 8, 3 for Cameron Mullenkamp, 2 points for Maddie Shainline, and 2 for Sophie Guggenbiller. Minster was led by Jenna Belcher with 13 points, pretty nice shooter. She had 3 threes and 2 twos for her 13 points. 7 points for Joy Hoeing, 6 points for Callie Smeezing, picking up 4 points each, Reese Albers, and also Reese Hoskins. It was 3 points for Aubriana Webker. 2 points. Let's see here. Ava Stallman had 4 points. Reese Hoskins had 2 points. And 1 point for Jen Hoeing in the contest. So 13 for Jenna Belcher. 7 for Joe Hoeing. And, again, Fort Recovery's leading scorer was Bridget Homan with 8 points in the game. She had a 3-point basket, 2 twos, and was 1 out of 4 at the free throw line for Bridget Homan. Okay, here we go with the second half of play. Fort Recovery down here, 28-12. Indians have the ball. Callie Wendell's back in the game with those 3 fouls. And here's the ball thrown away, stolen by Minster, by Larger, underneath, up and in. Lily Barhorst getting her 10th point of the game. And it's 30-12 now, Fort Recovery down. Third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. You'll find the farmer's friend at Cooper Farms. Many area locations, including Fort Recovery, also St. Henry, Coldwater, Rossburg, and other area communities. Cooper Farms, again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Sophie Guggenbiller just got called for an offensive foul, I guess. So it'll be Minster with the basketball. Fort Recovery did not shoot a single free throw in that first half of play. Minster didn't have a whole lot, but they had some. There's an offensive foul called on Minster. That was whistled on Lydia Mesher. Fort Recovery comes in 7-12 on the year. Minster 14-5. And I guess that's why the score is 30-12. Minster leading here by 18 points early in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Callie Wendell, and the ball is kicked by Minster's Kayla Lamb. Carly Niekamp will toss it in right in front of us here. I can reach up and grab her jersey, but I won't. Carly tossing it in to Cameron Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp at the free throw line to Sage Luthold. It's lost, picked up by Minster, and now stolen away by Fort Recovery Sophie Guggenbiller. Nice steal there by Sophie. Right side to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling the basketball over to Cameron Mullenkamp. Now to Wendell. Three-point shot. No, it doesn't go. We needed that one. Rebound comes down and held ball is called. Cameron Mullenkamp and Larger get tied up here. So it'll be Minster's basketball in the Cooper Farms third quarter. With the ball is Anna Larger. Over on the right side, there is Sadie Niemeyer. She'll fire. She'll hit. Three-point basket for Sadie Niemeyer. That's her first basket of the evening. That makes it 33-12. And there is a travel called on Fort Recovery on Cameron Mullenkamp. Again, if you just tuned in, unfortunately, McKenna Hillskamp went down with a knee injury in the second quarter, and it does not look good. I'm afraid she might be out for the rest of the year, but let's hope not. It looked like an ACL tear to me. Right side, Sage Luthold firing, hitting. Nice basket for Sage. Her first basket tonight. That makes it 33-14. Minster with the basketball. Pass underneath, wide open. Beautiful pass from Kayla Lamb to Anna Larger, who had a layup. And that makes it 35-14 now. Full recovery with the basketball. Cameron Mullenkamp with it. There's a foul called on Niemeyer. Sadie Niemeyer gets called for a foul. She will come out of the game. That was her third foul. That's why she's going out. And coming in is Annie Himmelgarn for the Wildcats. Callie Wendell will bring it down. Gets the inbounds pass. Cameron Mullenkamp. And she traveled. Took one extra step. That's the freshman in her that she still has. And she's going to make mistakes like that. But she is a promising prospect for the Lady Indians down the road. That's for sure. Doing well recently here for the varsity. And still playing some JV ball, too. Pass out front with the basketball is Annie Himmelgarn. She will stop for Minster. Over on the right side it goes to Kayla Lamb. Lamb will try to pass inside. Ball's loose, picked up. And no, not picked up, but it goes out of bounds. And I say it went off of Minster, and so Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Pass comes in to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp dribbling the ball up across the timeline. Giving off here to Cameron Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp passing out front. Here's a shot up and no good by Callie Wendell. And there's a foul called. Who's it on? Hopefully not Callie. Oh, no foul. No foul. Went out of bounds. Now, wait a minute here. Now the officials are conferring. Going to call a foul on Carly Niekamp. Her third. Officials didn't know who the foul was on. But they ended up calling a foul on Carly Niekamp, so Minster gets the ball back. 35-14 score in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Check out the many employment opportunities available for you at Cooper Farms. Go to cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. Ball's loose and a held ball is called. Callie Wendell tied him up. Callie Wendell and Annie Himmelgarn got tied up there, and the ball goes to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. Pass comes in to Carly Niekamp. Dribbles the basketball and stolen. Up and good. And a Largers made the steal, lays it in at the other end. That makes it 37-14 now. Callie Wendell with the basketball, hands off to Carly Niekamp. Tries to dribble between two Lady Wildcats, and they steal it from her. Here's a shot up and no good at the Minster end. Larger ties up Fort Recovery's Cameron Mullenkamp, and it's going to go, I think, to Minster. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment in the Cooper Farms third quarter, right after we pause for this.
When it comes to managing residue and developing your soil profile, you've got choices. So how do you know which tool to use? It all depends on your operation and farming practices. If you're looking to reduce soil erosion, manage moisture, or even deal with field variability like rocks and low spots, vertical tillage could be a good fit for your farm. And Case IH vertical tillage equipment can support your residue management goals and help boost your yield potential. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and let us help you choose the right vertical tillage tool for your operation.
Once again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn, to sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Give them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 for Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. 3:33 to go in the third quarter of play. Lady Wildcats leading Fort Recovery 37-14 into Cooper Farms third quarter. Annie Himmelgarn on the left, guarded by Callie Wendell. She'll pass it off. With the ball there is Ava Stallman is in the game. Stallman passing on the left side to Larger. Larger lobs it in. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound back up and good by Ava Stallman. Stallman makes it 39-14. Here's Carly Niekamp, double team, gets it off over here on the left side to Sage Luthold. Sage will try to lob it into Callie Wendell, and it's stolen by Larger. Anna Larger brings it down, passes it off. Underneath it goes, it's stolen back by Carly Niekamp. Knocked away from her. Now there's a foul called, I think, on Minster, yes. It's called on Lydia Mesher. So Fort Recovery will get the ball back here. Callie Wendell to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp right side to Cameron Mullenkamp. On the left to Callie, a three, yes. Callie Wendell, one of her patented threes. That's the first time she's had a three tonight. She's had a two-pointer and a three-pointer. Two-pointer was a long one. I thought it was a three originally, and they ruled it a two. 39-17, Lady Indians down here by 22 big points in the third quarter of play. Left side it goes. Ava Stallman back outside to Annie Himmelgarn. Right side to Larger. Larger goes on the wing, back outside to Larger again. 1:53 left in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Over to Annie Himmelgarn. Looks for a teammate. Goes out here to Anna Larger. Back on the left to Annie Himmelgarn. Inside. Shots up. No good. By Addie Inskeep. Had the ball right inside. Fort Recovery gets the rebound. Here comes Sage Luthold with it. She stops. Feeds back out to Carly Niekamp. Back to Sage. Got bounced away, and Sage puts it up and in. Sage Luthold makes it 39-19, back to a 20-point game. And here's a steal by Callie Wendell of Fort Recovery. Gives it over to Carly Niekamp. She's double-teamed. Stops. Feeds to Callie Wendell. Wendell comes down. Pops the shot up. Got it. Right down the middle and lofted it up in the air and got the basket. Callie Wendell with her seventh point of the night. 39-21 now. Lady Indians behind by 18 points. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter of play here. Minster with the basketball and leading 39-21 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Again, we've lost Michaela Hillskamp tonight with a knee injury. She will not be back tonight. Hopefully back next week, but not back tonight. Outside rebound on a missed shot by Minster. They have the ball. baseline, back out on the right wing, back out top to Annie Himmelgarn. On the left it goes. There is Anna Larger driving in, and a foul is going to be called on for recovery on Sage Luthold. Sage Luthold gets called for the foul. Eric Catterley's our studio producer back at the radio station, WPGW 100.9 on the FM dial. Pacers game with the Warriors being aired on our other station at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. I hear it's quite a game tonight. Right side goes to Minster's Lydia Mesher, and the time runs out before she can get a shot off. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. It's 39 for the Minster Lady Wildcats, 21 for Fort Recovery. That was Fort Recovery's best quarter of the night with 9 points in the quarter. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. That's Cooper Farms. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Moving on to the fourth quarter, brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Check out those Maximum tractors from Case IH available at Hall Brothers. And remember, if you're looking for outstanding service for your farm machinery or lawn and garden equipment, they have it at Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. Okay, Fort Recovery gets the basketball to start our fourth quarter. Callie Wendell with the ball. On the left to Carly Niekamp. Back out to Wendell. Three-point shot. No good. Doesn't go. Rebound comes to Sage Luthold, and it's knocked out of bounds. They say Sage touched it last. So Minster has the basketball. Minster won the JV game tonight, 40-15. They're winning here in the varsity game, 39-31. Minster trying for their 15th game of the 15th win of the year. They're 14-5 right now. Lady Indians at 7-12 right now. Minster with the ball on the right side. Back outside. Larger came up with it. Over on the right wing, there's Annie Himmelgarn. Dribbling towards the top. Feeds on the left side to Kayla Lamb. And there's an offensive foul called on Minster's Lily Barhorst. Only number one on Lily. So Carly, or Callie Wendell, I should say, will bring it up over to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp looking for help. Passing back out to Callie Wendell. Three-point shot. Short, no good. Rebound saved inbounds by Fort Recovery, by Bryn Willman, who's in the game now for the Lady Indians. On the left, shots up, no good. A foul's called. I think they're going to call that Bridget Homan gunning it up from the left side. And I think they're going to call a foul on Lydia Mesher. Yes, number three on Lydia. And Bridget Homan will go to the free throw line. Free throw's up, no good. She's got three shots here. Fouled in the act of shooting a three-point basket. First one's no good. Second one, it is good. So Bridget gets on the board at the varsity game. She has not played a lot of varsity ball this year, but pressed into action tonight. That's good also. Two out of three for the freshman. Way to go, Bridget. And a nice core of freshman players, Bridget Homan and McKenna Hills Camp, and also Cameron Mollenkamp. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery on the Minster end. And Sophie Guggenbeller, we got to include her in there. She's played a lot of varsity ball, too. So there's four of our key players, our significant players, let's put it that way, are freshmen. 6:25 left to go in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Indians trail 39. I wish it was 29. 39-23. 16-point lead here for the Lady Wildcats. Left side to Lydia Mesher. She's still dribbling the ball against Sage Luthold. Passing on the left wing to Kayla Lamb. Underneath, up and in. Lily Barhorst scoring. That gives her 12 points on the night. 8 in the first half and 4 here in the second. Here's Bridget Holman. Good. Bridget Holman connects. She likes playing varsity. 4 points for her now. It's 41-25. Lead is back to 16. Minster with the ball. Annie Himmelgarn on the left. Back outside. Larger goes on the right wing. Lydia Mesher driving. Now passes off on the far side. Back out it goes. There's Larger driving in and scoring. Anna Larger gets her 9th point of the night. It's now 43-25. Minster leading here in the game. There's a shot up by Bridget Holman. Hook shot's no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll be at the line for 2 shots. We didn't have a single free throw in the first half, and Bridget's been to the line 3 times now here. Or I should say twice, actually. She had 3 free throws the first time, 2 this time, and that one's no good. Niemeyer coming back in for Minster, and Annie Himmelgarn will go to the bench. So Sadie Niemeyer back in the game. Here's a free throw up and no good by Bridget Holman. She missed both of those. The ball goes out of bounds off of Minster. Fort Recovery will have the basketball back. Sage Luthold will toss it in here. Comes into Callie Wendell. Callie dribbling the basketball. Passing over to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp drives down, stops. In the lane, spins, fires, misses. Can't get it to go down. Rebound Minster. There it is, down to Larger. Anna Larger on the left, back outside. Sadie Niemeyer passes off to Larger. On the right it goes to Lydia Mesher. Mesher comes out. Free throw line. On the left there is Sadie Niemeyer. Niemeyer goes right side on the wing. Lydia Mesher drives baseline, lost it out of bounds, but they say it was tipped out by Bridget Holman. 4:25 left to go in the game now. Again, Lady Indians on the short end of the score here, 43-25. Underneath, Larger, good. And a Larger scoring. That is her 11th point of the night. It's 45-25. Back to a 20-point lead. Here comes Carly Niekamp down, stopping. Back up. Went through the hands of Sage Luthold and out of bounds. Carly should have taken the shot there. She was in a pretty good position, about 10 feet away. And I think she could have had an open shot, but decided to pass it back out to Luthold, and it went out of bounds. Right side to Anna Larger. On the corner. Back out top. Underneath to Lydia Mesher. Goes through her hands and out of bounds. Turnover for Minster. We are at Minster's high school gymnasium, which is actually at the elementary school. 45-25. When they built the elementary school, they made this gymnasium a part of the school, replacing the old gym for Minster, which is still standing over there as a part of the old high school. Callie Wendell with the ball. Fires a three. No good. Rebound comes to Sophie Guggenbiller. Gives to Sage Luthold. She's double-teamed. Back outside. Callie Wendell ended up with it to Sage Luthold. Luthold comes down. Boy, Minster's playing it awfully tight. If that isn't a foul, and it is a foul, they finally call it. Sadie Niemeyer gets called for a foul. 3:03 left in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers Incorporated, in Fort Recovery, Ohio, on State Route 119. They've been there for over 100 years, serving our area, Hall Brothers Incorporated. Carly Niekamp goes out of the game. I think Sophie Guggenbiller came back in there. Callie Wendell with the ball, dribbling down, puts it up, missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Bridget Homan. Back out to Cameron Mollenkamp. Stops, fires, misses. Rebound Guggenbiller, good. Freshman Sophie Guggenbiller gets the rebound and puts it in. That makes it 45-27. Lady Indians now trail by 18 points. Down to 2:29 left to go in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter of play. Again, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Here's a shot up. 3-point by Sadie Niemeyer. 2-point shot, they say. She has 5 points on the night. It's 47-27, back to a 20-point game. Callie Wendell with the ball, lobs it inside, and it's knocked out of the hands of Bryn Willman, who was in there, and Minster comes up with the ball. Here's an outside shot, no good. Rebound comes down. A foul's going to be called on Minster's Ava Stallman. Aubriana Webker missed that 3-point shot a moment ago for the Wildcats. At the line, Bridget Homan for her third time at the line tonight. Two out of five for her. She got that one. 3 out of 6 now. Several subs coming in the game here. Come on, Bridget, get this free throw and put yourself above the 500 mark on the free throw percentage for the game, and she did not get it. Rebound comes down to Minster. Getting the board there was Ava Stallman. At the other end, ball goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. 47-28, Fort Recovery down by 19 with a minute 45 to go in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Again, a very concerning event tonight. McKenna Hills Camp hurting her knee and out for the game, and I don't know. Let's hope it's not for the year. It's up and good by Cameron Mollenkamp as she drove inside. Nice basket for Cameron. Of course, Cameron's sister, she's out for the year with a shoulder injury. Minster firing a right side shot. Good. Nice 3-point basket for Callie Smeezing, giving her 5 points on the night. It's 50-30 now. Ball goes out of bounds. They say it went off the fingertips of Sophie Guggenbiller and out of bounds. Minster brings it back up. A minute four to go in the game. Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter scoreboard reads 50-30. Fort Recovery down by 20. Minster's going to go to 15-5 on the year. I think they'll be 6-3 in the league. And speaking of the league, a new commissioner named today, Rob Himmelgarn, he's the softball coach here at at Minster. He was named the new commissioner of the MAC conference today. And he's a St. Henry kid. He grew up in St. Henry, graduated in 1994. Here's a shot from the outside. No good. Rebound comes down. Jump ball is called. So going to go to Minster on the alternating possession. 28 seconds left to go in this one. Been a tough night for the Lady Indians from the get-go. We trailed 15-4 at the end of the first quarter, and it hasn't gotten a whole lot better since then. Out front with the basketball is Callie Smeezing. There's a shot on the left side, way off the mark, no good, by Jenna Belcher. And 14 seconds left. Callie Wendell with the basketball. Passing right side to Cameron Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp drives to the baseline. Can't get it to go down. Had the shot, it wouldn't go down, and that's it. Game comes to a close. Minster over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians by a score of 50-30. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, Can Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery.
Back here at Minster, the score 50-30. The game is over. Minster has won. They improved to 15-5 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 7-13. And maybe even a more significant event was McKenna Hillscamp injuring her knee, and she might have a very serious knee injury. It looks serious to me, but, you know, let's hope that it's not. 15-4, Minster led at the first quarter. They led 28-12 at halftime. They led 39-21 after three. And again, the final was 50-30, Minster winning by 20 points. Minster was led in scoring by Lily Barhorst with 12. Anna Larger had 11 points. It was 5 for Callie Smeezing, 5 for Addie Inskeep, 5 for Sadie Niemeyer. Kayla Lamb ended up with 4 points on the night, 3 points for Annie Himmelgarn, 3 points for Lydia Mesher, and 2 points for Ava Stallman. It was senior night tonight for Minster. They said, they honored, not goodbye necessarily, they honored 4 seniors tonight. Lydia Mesher, Lily Barhorst, Anna Larger, and Kayla Lamb. Fort Recovery was led tonight by Callie Wendell with 7 points. She had a 3 and 2 2-point baskets. 6 points for Cameron Mollenkamp on 3 two-point baskets. 5 points for Bridget Holman coming off the bench to do a nice job. She got a 2-point basket and hit on 3 out of 7 at the free throw line. It was 4 points for Sophie Guggenbiller, 4 points for Sage Luthold. Chipping in with 2 points apiece was McKenna Hillscamp and Carly Niekamp. Again, McKenna went out of the game with a very serious knee injury in the second quarter. In the JV game tonight, it's pretty ugly. Fort Recovery losing by a score of 40-15. Lady Indians were led by Bridget Holman with 8 points in the game. 3 points for Cameron Mollenkamp. 2 points for Maddie Shainline. 2 points for Sophie Guggenbiller. So the reserve team drops to 4-15 on the year. Again, the Fort Recovery varsity drops to 7-13 on the year. Minster's JV, by the way, they were led by Jenna Belcher with 13 and 7 for Joe Hoeing. So that's going to wrap it up for us tonight from the Minster High School. Thanks so much for listening in. Disappointing outcome for sure, and especially from the standpoint of the injury to McKenna Hillscamp. Let's hope it's better news than what I'm thinking, as she looked like she had a pretty serious injury. Until next time, we'll have the Newton boys game for you on Saturday night here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. So tune back in for that boys game with Newton. Newton, a pretty tough team. Again, Saturday night at about 7:30 for that broadcast. From Minster, for our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station, and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, and for our great sponsors, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.